Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On SENQ Breakfast with Pat and Heels, it's time for the Friday Footy Throwdown with Corey Parker.
Yeah, see, no expense spared, Cos. We've got your own opener as well now. Have a look at that.
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah, fantastic, isn't it?
Do you know that performer?
Yeah, I paid him to do it, to be fair. So that was that's how it's on there.
Who is it? Like Steph Leppard or something? Who is that, Matty? Oh, no, he doesn't know either. No, no.
Jack reckons it's Slash from Guns N' Roses and he's unemployed at the moment.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
He's doing openers.
Let's get rid of the controversy first. So yesterday afternoon we got the word through that Spencer Lenu had taken the guilty plea and has admitted that he called Ezra Mam a monkey, which is completely unsavoury. I'm a little bit with Pete Bedell on this one. I'm not sure whether the apology is completely earnest, and I reckon he gets 6 to 8.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I think there's a few things to take out of this from my point of view. He's put his hand up. He's taken ownership for what he's done. Obviously, it was a terrible look for the game moving, but moving forward, before it gets to next week and before all the insufficient evidence, etc., I thought that he was able to put his hand up and say, yes, I did say those words. It's by no means what I meant nor what I intended. However which way you want to take it, he did say those words and there will be a ramification off the back of it. I thought, to be fair, I thought Wayne Bennett's article in today's paper was very good, in and around that space. The game has always had a hard stance on this sort of thing. To be jumping at shadows and, you know, some people are calling for three quarters of the season, half the season. It'd be interesting to see how it does unfold. But I thought Wayne Bennett's comment in today's article was really measured and to be fair and reasonable was sort of what he was saying.
He doesn't come out with the popular theories too often, does he? He comes out, well thought.
Well, it was Heels. I thought, whilst at times we can all get caught up in the situation and everyone's got an opinion around it, and rightly so, that's you're allowed to have that. I thought from Wayne's point of view, it was very mature in the sense that he took a step back, he had a good look at it, and he sort of dealt with it how it was. And I actually, when I read the article, I was actually refreshed from reading it from Wayne's comments. So that aside, however, there has been some admission to, yes, I did say those words from Spencer Lenu, and now we can all move forward.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, Wayne basically is, in a nutshell, saying that we are not a racist code.
And I agree 100% with Wayne. I mean, no one's been in the game longer than Wayne, so he's pretty fair to be able to make those comments.
Yeah, this is the Friday Throwdown with Corey Parker, bizcover.com.au. Compare free quotes, get instant cover online and save with drama-free business insurance. Now, after those thrillers in Vegas last night, I tell you what, pretty close to a cure for insomnia.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I hope I'm not the only person who start 0-3 for season 2024.
No, I have too, so I'm with you.
I mean, when you look at that game, I mean, there was chances for Newcastle to go on with it, but quite simply, you got to take your hat off to the Raiders. They did everything they could. 18 from 18 sets in the second half. Yeah. Just squeezed the life out of Newcastle. Newcastle, 8 or 9 errors in that first half, made it really difficult. At times, they look really good with the ball, but for the first game of the season, Canberra were very good. So hats off to them. And they get their account underway.
I like the quote by, I think it was Adam O'Brien, who sort of said that it looks like our players wanted the highlights reel, you know, every play. Yeah. And so they would have addressed that. Danny Badiris on the way into halftime said, that, you know, we've got to address that type of rushing. And they couldn't stop it. It kept going.
Yeah, it's a good point, that, isn't it? I mean, particularly early in seasons, you'll see all the teams that complete high and play that mundane, boring style of football. It's so effective. And we saw that through Canberra. And off the back of it, they end up scoring some points. But if you're able to kick long, back your defence, not make errors and, you know, put the pressure back on the other side, because it's so early and everyone's still looking for match fitness and cohesion, it puts a lot of pressure on the other side. So Canberra did a really good job. I got no doubt that the Newcastle Knights will want to be better, and they will be better moving forward, but they'll be disappointed with that at home, Newcastle.
Yeah, just waiting for the results of what the match reviewers think of Hudson Young's late and high shot on Ponga. Ricky was filthy, actually, in the end, that he even got sin bin. But I've got to say, I mean, you know, Ponga's going to come in for plenty of treatment, and that was late and it was high.
Yeah, it was. You're spot on. And which I raised my eyebrows when I saw Ricky. I mean, it's game one of a long season. Ricky's got a big cash chest there of fines he can pay throughout the season. Probably didn't need to be spoken about, honestly, because it was late, it was high, it didn't need to be done. Quite simple. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of it.
And a time, cos, when he could have complimented his team a lot more. He chose to go take the spotlight off his good performing team and go the negative way again.
All right. Well, sorry, Cos. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm not sure why he went down that route, to tell you the truth.
Ricky does, you know, just sorry to cut you off, Pat. Yeah. Ricky does like to get in the corner with his team and make him feel like he's right beside him. Maybe that was the angle he was going for.
All right, 28-12 Raiders over the Knights last night. Let's go. This afternoon, 5 o'clock, the early game, Warriors will host the Sharkies.
Yeah, look, I like the Warriors here, guys. I just love everything. It's about up the wars, what we saw last year. Their challenge is to replicate that. Now they start their first account over there in New Zealand, and I expect to sell out over there. I expect their team to really rise. I thought their trial form was very good. The Sharks, well, you know, nothing against the Sharks. I just see them sliding this year. I think they're very much Nicho Hynes-centric, and if Nicho's not there or not playing well, I worry for them. I just think the emotion in around round one, I'm going to go with the Warriors.
I'm looking forward to Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's comeback.
Oh, yeah. He's been terrific, particularly in the opening couple of games. He's been outstanding. Hasn't missed a beat.
Going back to Canberra, Newcastle, you know, things that weren't so impressive, do you think the halves are good enough for Newcastle?
Well, Heels, I must be honest. I actually thought Jack Cogger was going to be partnering Jackson Hastings in the halves. I just did. And, you know, he went with Tyson Gamble, which may be a bit of a reward for what they did last year. But Jack Cogger, for mine, is too good to be sitting on the bench. I think he's a fantastic foil for Jackson Hastings. And when you've got Ponga out the back, who can get his hands on the ball and that sweeping play, it does create some instability in defence. But I was a little bit surprised.
Mm. Yeah, their attack was mediocre last night. All right, 7 o'clock match tonight. Another really big one, Storm v Panthers, no Munster.
No, Munster's a huge loss. Now, I did get a bit of wind that Munster might not be playing, a few days ago. Now, this is one of those tipping nightmares. Don't take it from me because I'm 0-3 to start the season. But 21 years straight, 21 years, two decades, Craig Bellamy has never lost a round one game. However, this is the year, boys. This is the year. I have tipped the Penrith Panthers based on this. They'll be stinging off the fact they lost that World Club Challenge again. Last year, they lost their round one game to Brisbane at home. I just expect them to be right up for this challenge. No Munster, however, for the Melbourne Storms. Huge loss. I'm going to go with Panthers.
Well, you put Munster back in a week or two's time. What have the Storm got to offer this year?
Yeah, their forwards really need to aim up this year, Heels. I thought last year they were very much underwhelmed. And, you know, for probably the first time in a long time in Melbourne Storm, they didn't have, that sort of aura of that forward pack domination that they have had, for a long period of time. Mm. So guys like Christian Welch, who was pretty much underwhelming last year. Needs a huge season. I'd love to see Big Nelson start. If he's going to be paid the big money and he's such an influence, get him out there early as possible. They've got some workers. They've got some young guys on the edges who'll be better for it. Katoa is a really big prospect. Their back line speaks for itself. They've got some instability in their out in their centre three quarters from a defensive point of view, but they've got enough strike right across there. It's their forwards for me, mate.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, I was with Bulldogs tragic Jimmy Maher yesterday at a function. He said, you're not trusting the Doggies. I want to see how they go first. But, I think I agree with most that Crichton is probably one of the buyers of the season on a massive rap on him. But they've got the yields on Saturday afternoon at 4:30.
But that was a pretty easy question to answer. You're not trusting the Bullies? Yes, that's right.
What gives you any confidence to trust the Bulldogs over the past three or four seasons, Jimmy? I still think it's too early for that team because they got so much new personnel. I think it's too early for them to be playing their best football right now. Now, they'll improve from what we saw last year. I like the Parramatta Eels. I think, between Moses and also Dylan Brown, Gutherson, who does what he does here at the back, they've got some big boppers up front. It should be a great contest, to be honest, but I'm going to go with the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, they're sort of well and truly favourites for that match. Now, let's get into the Queensland teams. The Saturday second match, the 6:35 game, down at Cbus Super Stadium, Titans with Desi on board, favourites to beat the Dragons.
Yeah, they are favourites to beat the Dragons. I'll be calling that one on the sideline for Fox League. And, mate, it's going to be a lot harder than what everyone sort of thinks, because if you look at the trial form, particularly from the Dragons, they were pretty impressive as opposed to the trial form from the Titans. Now, the big omissions, I suppose, no David Fifita. He's got a real presence. Bo Furmore's back into the mix. Keanu Kinney will start at fullback, which will push AJ Brimson into the centres, whether that stays that way because Campbell is still injured. It should be a good contest, but unfortunately, I'm actually leaning more towards the Dragons just based on what I've seen through the trials. And that's the only reason, is based what I've seen through the trials, which is not always the case, but I think, they'll be impressed by what they did. More importantly, they'll want to start off pretty well. So it should be a really good contest. There's tipping dry conditions, so a fast track there at Cbus. Should be some good football played.
Are they going to go back to the red V? They've got to get the red V out and get some tradition on their chest.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Hill. Just the old cliche for them would be week by week. But as we speak about Desi Hasler, well, the Dragons have also got a new coach. Yes. So it's new for both teams under Shane Flanagan. So it'd be a tight one, I reckon.
It'll be interesting what's going to happen with Lomax, because he's got Lomax out in the wing. Lomax doesn't want to be on the wing. And there's some.
Well, I think Lomax is really well suited to the wing.
Okay.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, and he's always got great talent. But the fact that he is on the wing, he gets more touches, he gets highly involved. He's an aerial threat when they kick across field. I actually really like him on the wing, to be honest.
Righto, the lucky last is Sunday afternoon, 3:00 at Suncorp Stadium. It's the first of many derbies that we'll see for Queensland this year. Dolphins v Cowboys. Firstly, could it be Wayne's last season as a head coach in the NRL?
I'm going to go out and say yes, it will be his last season. I've got no idea, no evidence to suggest that yes, but I'm going to say it will be his last. I expect him to go into some sort of coaching role, a director role after that. But, local derby, I'll be up there at Suncorp for that one. Again, if you go back 12 months ago, the emotion, and Jesse Bromwich has already spoken about it, it's one of the greatest things he's ever been a part of, was that running out for the first time for the Dolphins against the Roosters round one last year, where they blew the whole rugby league world apart. Well, it's another year on. They've got an opportunity up against their big brother in the Cowboys at Suncorp. So the Cowboys, for me, need a huge turnaround from what we saw last year. They were poor by it. They went from a prelim final in 22 to not making the finals in 23. So I expect a big turnaround for them. No Cohen Hess due to that ACL. No Tom Gilbert for the Dolphins, obviously due to his injury also. But the one thing that does concern me, does worry me just a little bit about the Cowboys, and that's their age of their middle rotation. So Jordan McLean, 32, Jason Taumalolo, 31, I believe, and Jake Granville, who comes off the bench, 35. just worries me a little bit defensively when fatigue starts to set in. So we'll wait and see how that unfolds. I think there's some better options what they can do there, but I'm not the coach. But I am going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, a little bit of a weight of expectation on both teams, aren't they? I mean, second year for Dolphins, they've bought well, as we well know. I mean, Gilbert's a huge loss. Yes. But, yeah, as you said, the Cowboys are coming off a very disappointing year, and the fans up in Townsville won't cop that.
No, nor should they, and nor should the players, because they went within a whisker of playing in a grand final to not even making the final. So I've banged on about this quite a bit, particularly in and around the Broncos, being that if they're not prepared to pay the price, you just don't get where you need to go. You cannot just expect to get the rite of passage to an NRL semi-final series by not working hard and paying that price. So that's where the Cowboys are. They got too much strike right across the park, the Cowboys, but you're spot on. The Dolphins, we know what sort of team they are. We know what DNA they stand for these days. They compete hard. They've bought extremely well. Tom Flegler and also Herbie Farmworth. Jake Averillo won't be playing, but they've got some good buys right across the park. Be interesting to see. I expect the Dolphins to really fly out the blocks, and if they can do that, maybe they just win on emotion. But I have tipped the Cowboys.
All right, just very quickly, Coz, your lock of the week. You're like me, a 0-3.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the certainties of these remaining games?
Well, they're all pretty difficult, right? But if you're looking just based on pure talent up against the teams they're playing, I want to go with the Cowboys over the Dolphins.
Okay. All right. I'd be Warriors, I think.
Mm. Okay.
Warriors tonight over the Sharkies. All right, mate. Mm. Really appreciate your time, and we're going to look forward to the rest of the autumn and the winter talking football on the Friday Throwdown with Corey Parker.
Thanks, Corey. Sounds good, boys.
We're back and we're here for Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Last tickets in town for the Lions and Blues tonight at the Gabba. And we've got the big sports quiz. A little bit of sleight of hand by Jacko there. He didn't tell us that we were going into the sports quiz. And now all our callers have to go through this. So we've got 8 questions, not 10. Obviously, the winner will be the one who can answer question 8 correctly. But let's start at 1 and let's go to Dave at Capalaba. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Heels.
Come on,
great
Dave.
To have the footy back.
Yeah, I reckon you can take us through here. You can get all 8 here.
Well, there's a couple of tricky ones here, Dave, but let's get underway. With which team did Tino Fasua-Malawi win an NRL premiership with?
Oh, great question.
Southern. We didn't hear that. It was just the Southern State.
Penrith.
This is a hard question. This is nearly one of the hardest.
It was in the paper yesterday. Let's go to Des and Brisbane Downs. Des, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Morning, Heels.
We've had a sluggy start here. With which team did Tino Fasua-Malawi win an NRL premiership?
Ooh-wee. Melbourne Storm?
Yep, correct. Well done. Nice start.
You're home now.
No, he's not. Question 2. Which former Lions premiership player did Chris Fagan replace as the Lions head coach back in 2017?
Oh, that would be...
big defender we had, the Lions had. Not Mel Michael.
God, why can't I get that?
distinctive hair.
No.
That's agony. That is agony.
Michael Boss, I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
I've not got it wrong. I know I have.
Stay on the line. Let's go to Daniel at Holland Park. Daniel, I thought this was tough. Who did Chris Fagan replace as the Brisbane Lions head coach in 2017? And he's a former Lions premiership player.
Justin Lepich?
Yes. Yes. Right, 13:55. You're still a chance of this because there's a couple of tricky questions here. Jump on the blower. These are the last tickets in town to the Lions and Carlton. Question 3, Daniel. In which Olympic sport does Mitchell Stark's brother Brandon compete?
Rowing.
Oh, no. Thought you might have known that one. Glenn? Morning, Glenn.
Hey, boys.
We're very sluggish this morning. We're only up to question three.
Hopeless, you blokes. Yeah. Come on.
In which Olympic sport does Mitchell Stark's brother Brandon compete?
That'd be high jump.
That's exactly right.
Come on, lead us home.
There we go. Let's get on a roll here. Question four. Name the English team that Sam Kerr plays her club football for.
Chelsea.
That's exactly right.
Mrs. Marsh is going to get worn out here.
I reckon this one might be a bit tricky for those who don't know. How many players does the fielding side have in the sport of baseball? I don't know whether I would have got this one.
Oh, you're joking. I'm going to do stump.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And the batting team has 10 or something?
The batting team, well, they go until there's three out.
Yeah, but you can't rotate through more than nine.
Question six. There's only two to go after this one. John Isner and Nicholas Mahut are known for what record in the sport of tennis?
Most doubles?
No. No.
Maybe. This might have been a record. Most doubles what? Double faults?
Yeah. Where to next, Matty?
Greg from South Bank.
We're going to Greg from South Bank. We know this.
Let's go.
I can't help you out here, Greg, but I know you'd desperately love to go to this game because you're a Richmond man. John Isner and Nicholas Mahut are known for what record in the sport of tennis?
The longest match of all time.
Oh, yes. 11 hours and 5 minutes at Wimbledon in 2010. They are a little bit tricky. There's still a couple to go. This is question seven. Name the former Australian fast bowler who took a hat trick at the Gabba on his birthday in 2010. So on his birthday,
was he a spin bowler or a fast bowler?
No, he was
medium fast. He's a lumberjack from Country Victoria.
Merv Hughes.
Oh, good answer.
Good try. Good try. Nick from Greenslopes. There's only two questions here, Nick. This is becoming a lengthy affair. Nick, can you tell me who the former Australian quick is who took a hat trick at the Gabba on his birthday in 2010?
I think it was his 26th birthday, Peter Settle.
Oh, yes. A lot of confidence here.
Oh, yeah, he's showing off.
I reckon you'll get the last one here, and I reckon you could be headed to the Gabba. Question eight. Sebastian Vettel won 4 consecutive F1 driver's titles between 2010 and 2013 for which F1 team?
I want to say Red Bull.
You would be
right. Having one or two Red Bulls when the Lions are up at halftime.
Did you have tickets for tonight?
No, I missed out. Did that classic thing where game crept up and thought, oh, I'll get them, but no, completely forgot. So this is perfect.
All right, and who will be the lucky accomplice?
Oh, look, I've got a lunch today, so I might just see. No, who can maybe look after me the most? We'll put that one up.
Well, you've got them all over a barrel. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Enjoy the game tonight. It'll be a beauty.
Have a good time.
Oh, thanks, fellas. Love the show.
Thank you very much. All right, we've got to get to a break. We're way over time. That took a little while.
It's not our fault, is it, Paddy?
I know. It's 8:32. It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels, brought to you by Burbank Homes, the builder you can trust. You can bank on Burbank, and Hyundai. The Hyundai SUV sale event is on right now. Let's start with our Friday Ladbrokes market update. Tommy joining us in the studio. You can chat with industry racing experts in Ladbrokes communities. Download the app today. Tommy, a very good morning to you. A massive week. The footy's back. I know we were Vegas last week, but you feel like with the Lions tonight and the Suns playing and the Cows and the Dolphins on Sunday, the footy's back.
Yeah, footy's back in a big way. Two codes. We've got the double header last night and two big games tonight, and then the early game in the NRL as well. So, no, it's a very exciting weekend and three Group 1s around the country as well.
Yes, and the Jewel, which Chris Nelson can't sort out. He said they're two really hard races. Well, let's get into the NRL first. And we've got our opening match tonight. Is, and I'll just be opening the paper very quickly, Warriors and Sharkies in New Zealand.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting game. The Warriors have been really well backed in this occasion. I think they've got all the home support. We saw how good they were at the end of last season. So they're $1.53 favourites. Cronulla Sharks are $2.50. And the big money certainly has gone the way of the Warriors. I think this is a game where the market does have it just about right. I think the Warriors deserve to be favourites. I think the 4.5 line is just about right. I think both these sides will be top 8 sides in 2024. So the way I'm playing this, I'm having a same game multi just with a couple of anytime try scorers. I think Teague Wilton for the Sharks is really good value to score a try at any time, as is Luke Metcalf for the Warriors. You put those two together, you get $13.29.
Oh, what about Greg Marzouk going missing last night?
We get the two forwards, the ones we needed, the big prices. I thought we were happy.
Savage were in.
They were in. I thought, here we go, Marzouk. Surely we'll find one in garbage time. But alas, he was hardly involved.
Bradman Best wouldn't pass it to him.
Yeah, he had glue in his hands last night, yeah. Bradman Best. I tell you, Bradman Best got a bit of a serve from my couch, I tell you.
Come on, boys. Stop talking through your pockets.
What are you going on about? I said, I need the big bloke on the wing to get the ball.
Storm and Panthers. No Munster.
This is a ripper. The market did react quite aggressively when Cameron Munster was ruled out. So the Storm went from $2.25 out to $2.80. Panthers $1.75 into $1.44. And the big money has well and truly come for the Panthers. One Labrax punter last night has had $10,000 on the Panthers at $1.42. I still think, even without Cameron Munster, I still think the Storm can keep this game close. Originally, I was really keen on them outright. I've now just measured that to back them at the line, where they're still getting a 6.5 point start. So for this game, I like, for my same game multi, I like the Storm to cover the line with that 6.5 point start. I like Ryan Pappenhausen to score at any time. We're desperately hoping he can stay fit and have a big year. And I like Nathan Cleary to score a try at any time as well. He's got a try in his last 5 games for the Panthers in the NRL.
Two games tomorrow, Eels v Bulldogs, the first one at 4:30.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I'm not convinced about either of these sides, really, heading into 2024, but the Eels are quite clear favourites here. They're $1.42. Bulldogs are $2.85. I'm not sure there's as much between those two sides as the current market suggests. So I really like the Bulldogs with the start here. They're getting a 7.5 point start in a game I think is going to be fairly tight, fairly low scoring. I think that's a pretty strong betting play. So if you're looking for a same game multi in this one, I like the Bulldogs with the line, 7.5 point start. I like Will Penasini to score a try for the Eels. He's a really good player. He scores a lot of tries. He's always underrated in these anytime try scorer markets. And Blake Wilson on the wing for the Bulldogs, he's a star in the making. I like him at any time. That'll get you $14.33.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Eels look great on paper.
They do. There's a good side on paper, but there's a lot of these players, I think maybe they're a little bit overrated. I think Dylan Brown's a very good player, so if he can stay on the field for the whole season, I think he's important for them. Mitchell Moses, he's very hit and miss. I think he plays one good game a month and he plays 3 shockers, but everyone remembers the one good game.
Okay.
Clint Gutherson, I think, is good, but not great. I think there's a lot of players in that, probably that range for the Eels, and I'm just not sure about them this year.
New Zealand none for 21 after losing the toss and being sent in Christchurch. All right, the first of the two home games for the Queensland teams. Titans will host the Dragons tomorrow night.
Yeah, Titans favourites for this one there, $1.50. St. George Illawarra Dragons, $2.60. The line, 6 points. I think this is, I know it's round one, but it feels like a really important game for the Tigers, that Titans, that they need to win this game to get their season off to a strong start. The Dragons, many people's prediction to be the wooden spooners, they're not fancied. So if the Titans were to go to their home ground, lose to the Dragons, the first game of the Des Hasler era, I think they would put immediate pressure on them. So I think it's a nice way to start the season. I hope they can just get the job done with a fairly comfortable win. I think the line is probably about right there. From a betting standpoint here, I'm backing in the anytime trial scorers. Like Bo Fermor, back for the Titans off that lengthy injury. He's a really, really good player. Hopefully he can stay fit this year. And Ben Hunt, he's always great value in these anytime trial scorer markets. Just the two of those in anytime trial scorer same game multi get you $9.59.
That's a classic game, Paddy. The Titans, if they believe, all they need to turn up at the ground thinking we've got to play well.
Yeah.
And they'll win. Not be worried about, well, will we play well or not, and will we win or lose? Too much thinking. Just think clear, play well, look back, we'll find out we won.
Corey Parker's tipping the Dragons, by the way. And, of course, the big one at Suncorp on Sunday afternoon, 3:05 kickoff there, Dolphins v Cowboys.
Monster game, this one. I'll be there at Suncorp Stadium. Very much looking forward to it. I am a Cowboys fan, but I think the market has got this one completely wrong. Cowboys are $1.50 favourites. Dolphins, $2.60. I think Dolphins, $2.60 is the biggest overs of I know it's a short season thus far, but that's going to be one of the biggest overs we've seen all season. I really don't think there's that much between these two sides. We saw The Cowboys, they were pretty disappointing last season. The Dolphins, obviously, the wheels fell off late, but they ran out of troops, basically. But their signings, Herbie Farnworth, we saw how much the Broncos missed him last week. You've still got a Sarko there. You've still got the Hammer. It's a very, very good side, the Dolphins. So I'm pretty keen on the Dolphins here from a betting standpoint, particularly at the line. So you're getting a 6-point start, which links well and truly over the odds. Like Jermaine Asako to score at any time. We know how good he was last year. Jeremiah Nanai scores tries for fun for the Cowboys as well. Like him to score at any time. They'll get you $8.42. Hopefully, I think it'll be a good game though. I'm really looking forward to it on Sunday afternoon.
Exactly right. Hey, yeah. We'll take a break. We'll have a chat about the AFL because we are now officially a sellout now that we've given our last two tickets away to the Lions tonight. And somehow Helen Healy missed out on tickets through all the competitions around this morning. Launch your punting plan with the Ladbrokes app. Take on the fun and download the Ladbrokes app today. Ladbroke it.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Muzz is spin on the line. Massive wrap for your brand new sponsor, Roadie Meats. Yes, that was very popular when we gave away the $100 voucher. Their sausages have won as many R&A awards as Vanessa's cupcakes. The prime Nolan's yearling T-bones are great for the barbie. And yes, ladies, the staff do carry your order to the car. Look at that. A little bit of courtesy as well. Hey, we're here for Ladbrokes, the Ladbrokes market update. Chat with industry racing experts in Ladbrokes communities. Download the app today. Let's get stuck into these remaining AFL games, Tommy, with the Swans. Good winners over Melbourne last night. Brisbane Carlton tonight, it's a sellout.
It is a sellout capacity crowd at the Gabba, which has been such a fortress for the Lions. And there's a couple of key outs for Carlton as well. So the money just continues to roll in for the Brisbane Lions. Across the two codes, they've been comfortably the best backside right across the weekend. They're now into $1.25. Carlton are $4. The line is 23.5 points. I think the Lions will win. They're just so good at the Gabba. They just don't lose there. I think the Carlton Blues can cover the line though. So I'm playing a little same game multi here. I like Carlton to cover the line with that 23.5 point start. I like Joe Danaher to kick two or more goals. I think he'll have a big game and a big season. I like Harry Mackay to kick two or more goals. I like Hugh McCluggage to have 25 or more disposals. That'll get you $7.94.
Is that all on the website, that? Or
all on the website. So you can follow those in the Ladbrokes community. So you don't have to go scribbling down heels. You can just go into the app. And the best thing is you don't even have to put it in yourself. My bet will be there. You can just say follow and then straight into your bet slip. Happy days.
Hello, Tommy Hackett. All right. The Gold Coast and Richmond. We've had Braden Fiorini on the show this morning giving us a reason to believe.
Their punters are very confident about the Suns as well. Richmond, another side with some key outs. The Suns are now $1.46 favourites. Richmond, $2.75. And if you look at the Ladbrokes bet ticker, some big money coming for the Gold Coast Suns as well. There is still a little sprinkling for Richmond. One Ladbrokes punter's had $2,000 on Richmond with the start of 12.5 points. It's a game that the market does have just about right, but I think they're in a similar situation to the Titans, really, the Gold Coast Suns. It's a new era. Damien Hardwick comes into the side. They're against an understrength Richmond side that most punters aren't expecting much from this season. While Damien Hardwick's been very bullish that the Suns top eight's the minimum he wants to see. He's not giving himself any time to get the team going. He's saying top eight is their bare minimum this season. So I think if that's going to be the case, they need to be winning this game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And you're telling us, Tommy, that Collingwood not favourites.
Collingwood are not favourites. It's very, very unusual for the defending premiers not to start the next season as favourites. But it's the Giants that are going to start this game as narrow favourites. They're $1.73. Collingwood are $2.10. I'm pretty keen on Collingwood here. I think the Giants they're outstanding, especially in the second half of last year. And they did almost beat Collingwood in that epic prelim final. But I still think Collingwood just might have a bit too much class here for the Giants. I've got a little same game multi for this one. I like Collingwood to win. I like Stephen Cornelio to have 25 or more disposals, Toby Green to kick two or more goals, they want to get you $5.
Now, can I turn very quickly to Super Rugby here, Tommy? I mean, it's a big game for the Reds. They probably should have beaten the Canes the other day. They've now got the ladder leading Chiefs who've been dominant in their first two matches. The Reds will host the Chiefs at Suncorp tomorrow night at 6:30.
It's a very tough assignment for the Reds, and they are clear outsiders. They're $4. The Chiefs are $1.25. But we have seen so far this season, and the Reds in particular last week against the Hurricanes, the Waratahs, shocking everyone to beat the Crusaders, is the Australian sides have been giving a good account of themselves against the New Zealand sides thus far this season. So I'm not saying that the Reds will win this game, but I think they'll win it for a long way, and I think they're not a bad bet to cover the line there. You can get a 10.5 point start, which I think is not a bad way to play that match.
After the break, we'll slip into the racing. We should do cricket just very quickly. This Australia v New Zealand test, which has just started. Of course, we know that Australia won the toss. Pat Cummins won the toss, sent New Zealand in on a wicket that looks lush and green. New Zealand have made a pretty good start.
Yes.
After 10 overs, they're going at about 3 and over. They're none for 29.
Yeah, they're out to $1.57 Australia. They were $1.45 when the test match started. Just out to $1.57 after this promising start from New Zealand. New Zealand in the $3.50. The draw is $6. So if we get a wicket in the next over or two, those odds will change quite quickly. But at this stage, Australia's still favourites, but it's the start you wanted to see if you're a New Zealand cricket fan.
Now just quickly, I talked about making a book yesterday. Someone was saying, how come they bet odds of like $2.74 and $1.57? And Heald said, making a book. Can you give Heald's a 25 words or less and on why you bet those strange odds, particularly not so much on racing but on sport?
Well, it's all about percentages, and those little 1%ers do make a big difference. If you're looking at winning punters, the difference between $1.57 and $1.59 is quite substantial. So it's all about those little percentages, and every little turn of the decimal point does make a big difference. So there's a lot of data that goes into it these days, and everything is right down to those two decimal points.
There we have.
When you're making a book.
Yeah.
Is it a comic? Or is
it's
it
a comic, yeah. It can be. Sometimes it's funny. Yeah.
Other times it's not.
What odds Nathan Lyon bowling in the first hour?
Nathan Lyon bowling. He does bowl a little bit in the first hour. So I'd say he's probably even money.
Well, he's got the ball in his hand right now.
There he goes.
Launch your punting plan with the Ladbrokes app. Take on the fun and download the Ladbrokes app today. You can Ladbroke it.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
This is our regular Friday Ladbrokes market update. Tommy from Daryl. Daryl, I haven't forgotten you. Can you name the jockey shooting for his fourth victory this century in the Newmarket tomorrow? It's Craig Newitt. His three previous were 07 with Miss Andretti, 13 with Sham Express, 16 with the quarterback. He has a second and none chance to make it four in a row with the South Aussie Sharippa tomorrow. Top weight and favourite Imperatrice with 58 will be only the third horse in the 150-year history of the race to carry that weight or more. Black Caviar won it with 58 in 2011.
Yeah, Black Caviar, Haylist, they're the sort of recent horses that have carried those massive weights to win the Newmarket Handicap. So Imperatrice is out to make history here. And she is a $2.50 favourite. Buenos Nachos on the second line of betting at $4.60. It's the market mover. Daryl's selection, Sharippa, Craig Newitt in the saddle, is $13. It's a great race. And it's great to see one of the best sprinters in the country, in the world, put into the Newmarket Handicap and carrying the big weights. Because since Peter Moody did it with Black Caviar, and the McNair stable did it with Haylist, we haven't seen the top line sprinters really carry these big weights in the Newmarket. Nature Strip, they always avoided it. So it's great to see Imperatrice there. And the big weight does make her a little bit vulnerable, as does the heat. There's a theory out there that she doesn't quite like the heat, Imperatrice. And it's going to be a very hot day in Melbourne tomorrow. So I do think she's a little bit vulnerable tomorrow. There's two I want to back to beat her. Bella Nipotina, one of the most underrated sprinters in the country. She's $10 to win, $2.90 the place. She was very good first up in the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes. She'll be better suited second up to 1,200 metres. And I think Cylinder at $15 to win, $3.80 the place is a good one for your exotics as well. He was not really race, wasn't really one to run to suit for him in the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes, but he showed in the spring when he wasn't beaten far in the Everest that he is capable of going toe-to-toe with these older horses. So I've got all the respect in the world for Imperatrice, but I'm taking her on tomorrow at that price.
Couple of Group 1s in Sydney, but can I take you first to the Todman, because this has massive repercussions for the slipper, doesn't it?
This might be one of the strongest editions of the Todman we've seen in recent memory, and it doesn't even have the best colt of them all in the form of Storm Boy. So Straight Charge for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott's the favourite, $2.60. Chris Waller's got Switzerland at $4. Espionage for Waterhouse and Bott, $4.80. Bodyguard, who missed the Blue Diamond but back in action now, is $8. So I think Straight Charge will go forward, and I just think he might prove too tough for them again, Straight Charge here. But this is an outstanding field. Any one of those sort of top four or five in betting could put their hand up and stamp themselves as the main danger to Storm Boy in the Golden Slipper in a fortnight's time.
All right, the $1 million Randwick Guineas, and Chris Nelson's got a nice tip there. He's tipping Celestial Legend.
Yeah, Celestial Legend has really been quite impressive this preparation. It's the second favourite at $4.20. Militarise is $2.20. I think they're the two horses the race is between. I'd be surprised if one of them did win. I have plenty of respect for Celestial Legend, but I'm sticking with Militarise at the $2.20.
Think about it in the Canterbury Stakes.
I'm taking it on with Espiona, $3.90. I just think about it, might be a little bit vulnerable from the wide gate.
All right, and of course, we've got two big ones on the coast with the Jewels for the two-year-olds and the three-year-olds. It'll be a huge day down there. Big fields, 10-race program, and if you get a chance, get down to the Gold Coast. Tommy and the Ladbrokes team, thank you very much.
Thanks, boys. A massive weekend of sport
and
racing.
Tommy.
Yeah, can't wait.
Certainly is. There's golf all around the world, men's and women's, racing, cricket in New Zealand, India, footy of all types, Formula One, See you, everyone.
All right, we'll be back on Monday morning at 6. Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Thanks.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.